Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, get ready for the sun, everybody. We've been hearing more and more about this heat wave. You know, the last time New York City had one was last September. That's when the mercury says the cake is done, 2 or 3 days in a row. It also means the humidity will be more noticeable, and the general feeling is we're going to start feeling it tomorrow. And so the weather tops our news on this Monday, and the emergency management folks are already sounding the horn, activating a heat emergency plan ahead of the vapor, and urging folks to take precautions like finding some place literally to chill. Here's Juliet Papa.
As the city gets ready to open cooling centers tomorrow, Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskol says be proactive in using them.
In New York City, most heat-related deaths occur within homes lacking air conditions, often due to limited access or financial constraint.
Deputy Schools Chancellor Dan Weisberg says custodial staff will arrive early to cool down schools.
So all of our schools have air conditioning in instructional spaces. Many, in an increasing number, have air conditioning in the common spaces, meaning the auditoriums and the gyms.
Con Ed says extra emergency teams are on hand to respond to outages. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds throughout the summer months, for that matter, to stay up to date on cooling centers, heat advisories, health alerts, etc. We're in for a hot one, folks, and we've got you back. In other news, the Fed says two big universities, including CUNY here, didn't thoroughly investigate whether campus protests and other Israel-Hamas incidents had any impact on students. And so now the school, along with the University of Michigan, has agreed to address discrimination complaints over the handling of those protests and the fallout. Investigators with the U.S. Department of Education says some students, faculty, and staff, you know, kind of felt a certain way during the protest, and they don't feel like anybody in the school's front office took their concerns seriously or did anything about it. Well, the agreements are the first investigations to reach a conclusion among dozens of probes which were launched since October 7th, as today Hamas launched that surprise attack on Israel. For its part, CUNY has agreed to reopen or initiate investigations into discrimination complaints and provide the Office of Civil Rights with the results. A resolution includes increased training for both workers and security officers on campus. Also today, they reopened Columbia University. You know, the campus was shut down to all through traffic at the height of the Gaza protests. Well, now They figure the coast is clear for everybody to come through, whether you're a student walking through campus with ID or not.
I feel like there's life again.
This is the campus freshman international student from Brazil Maria wanted to see from the start, a campus open to the public.
I'm very glad. I came from a warm country, so I really like to see people outside from Colombia as well, you know, just visiting.
The Morningside Heights campus officially closed on April 15th because of the Gaza Solidarity encampment that disrupted graduation and overall campus security. Parents like Ardian, visiting from as far as Texas, are bringing their kids.
We're glad that they're open, so that otherwise then we couldn't show it to our children right now.
The Morningside Heights campus is open to the public from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
And hey, remember the Brooklyn preacher who was robbed during a live stream at his church a couple of years ago? This is the fellow who started his church reportedly after getting out of prison back in 2013. Well, guess what? He's headed back to prison now, sentenced to 9 years today on fraud charges. They call Lamour Whitehead the bling bishop because of his flashy bling bling style. Manhattan federal prosecutors say, yeah, his bling was a result of allegedly swindling people out of their money, like the parishioner's mother who allegedly got taken for all her life savings. I think it was $90,000, they say. In a court filing, prosecutors say the 46-year-old bishop continued to show no remorse. He was actually asking for time served and supervised release, saying he didn't like the conditions over at Metro. Well, he was found guilty of five counts back in March, including wire fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI. And down at the schoolhouse, parents, many teachers, and yes, kids think it's ridiculous that New York public schools are in session for one day before the kids get out for Christmas. So right now, they'll go to school on Monday, December 23rd for one day, and then they're off until January 2nd, you know, through the Christmas and New Year's holidays. So the kids are going, what's the point? What are we doing here? One kid, Isaac Rainier, has been calling and emailing Mayor Adams and school chancellor David Banks, but with no response, he started a petition and says he might have to go down there.
I'm going to try to email the chancellor David Banks, and I'm going to email Mayor Adams again and show them how many signatures I have. And if they don't write back, I'm going to try to go to both of their offices.
All right, Mr. Mayor, I hear little Isaac is a tough little 12-year-old. He says, if you need to make up that extra day, why don't you just make the last day of school Friday, June 27th, instead of Thursday, June 26th? Voila. Well, under state law, city schools have to be in session for at least 180 days. I guess that's the school's calendar year, or risk losing state funding. And those calculations weigh heavily when the front office puts together these calendars. So we'll let you know how Isaac comes out, everybody. He's a bad little joker. Well, the Rent Guidelines Board has a hot potato tonight, expected to approve rent hikes for almost 1 million stabilized apartments. The annual vote will highlight the city's affordability crisis, which is a core struggle in New York and other cities nationwide. The 9-member panel already voted in April to support a hike that could fall between 2% and 4.5% for 1-year leases. It also voted to support 2-year leases increases between 4% and 6.5%. Sounds similar to what they've done the last couple of years. Tonight's vote will set the final numbers, and Mr. Landlord could start really raising your rent in October if the panel votes in favor of the increases. The vote taking place at Hunter College tonight.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.